Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We are following the Lord Jesus Christ and the ministry he had in Israel at night. And we have been introduced to this village on the way to Jerusalem from Jericho, called Bethany, and to two sisters who live there. Their names are Martha and Mary. This is the place, and these are the people of interest to us. Today we will learn more about them. We are in Bethany because it is here that Jesus enjoys fellowship, food, and rest with his friends, in particular in the evenings, during the final week of his life before his crucifixion. Let's meet another of his friends. We left off in Luke 10, and we open in John 11. If you are not driving and can follow along in your Bible, please turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 11. In this chapter, we will gain even more necessary background before I take you into Bethany for Christ's final week as a man here on earth. Before I start reading, I want you to know that this chapter holds one of the most wonderfully powerful of all our Lord's miracles. Jesus raises a man from the dead. This is a man who has been dead for 4 days. While I would like to teach John 11, today is not the time for it. We're just going to take time to look at several verses. As always, I commend the whole chapter to you for you to read and digest. I'm reading John 11, verses 1 through 5. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." But when Jesus heard this, he said, "This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Here we are again at the village of Mary and her sister Martha. The place name is Bethany. This was the Bethany in Judea, east and very near Jerusalem. Verse 18 of John 11 says, "Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And in this village is a man named Lazarus, and he is the brother of Martha and Mary." Verse 2 speaks of Mary, quote, "whose brother Lazarus was sick." We are not told the nature of his illness, but it must have been severe because he dies of it. The truth is, we do not know much of anything about this man Lazarus. He is obscure despite what happens to him. His name was common. It is from the Hebrew Eliezer, meaning God has helped. He is not to be confused with Lazarus from Jesus' parable about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16. These are two different men. We do know, verse 2, that Lazarus was brother to the sisters Martha and Mary, and that Lazarus was sick. Note that also in verse 2, John mentioned that Mary is the one who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair. That story is actually told by John in the next chapter, as we will see. Last time we said that Martha and Mary were saved. They were believers in Christ, his disciples, and we find their faith again in verse 3. So the sisters sent word to Jesus saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." This is insightful. Jesus loved Lazarus. Jesus and Lazarus are friends. They have a deep personal affection for one another. The Greek word used here for love is phileo, and it means human love, the love of friendship. It is no wonder, then, that later in the chapter, when Jesus comes to the grave of his friend Lazarus, that the Bible says, Jesus wept. He loved this man. And when Lazarus gets sick, Jesus is not at Bethany. Well, this Bethany. Ironically, Christ was near another Bethany. That is Bethany beyond the Jordan, up in the northern part of Israel and east of the Sea of Galilee. So the two sisters send word to Jesus, Lord, Master, indicating their faith in Christ. Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. They do not even use their brother's name. They don't have to. Jesus knows it's Lazarus. Jesus' response in verse 4 holds the key to this whole chapter. The reason Lazarus is sick, the reason Lazarus will die, and the reason Jesus will eventually come and raise Lazarus from the dead is so that the glory of God be displayed, so that the Son of God may be glorified by the miracle. Highlight verse 4 in your Bible and make certain that as you read the complete narrative, you remember that all of this has occurred so that God and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, will be glorified. So we have learned that Jesus loved Lazarus. They were dear friends. And then you heard me read also John 11, verse 5. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. John reiterates that Jesus loved Lazarus, and he also loved Martha and Mary. Interestingly, this is a different Greek word for love. This is agapao. This is divine love. This is the love Christ has for those who are his own, for those who believe in him, those whom he has saved and rescued from our sin. This tells us this man and his two sisters belong to Christ spiritually. Christ will die for them. Let me impress upon you the closely knit relationship Jesus has with this family, again by reading from John 11, this time down at verse 11. Here, the scene has shifted to Jesus with his disciples, a day's journey on the other side of the Jordan River and up north. The messenger has been sent to say Lazarus is sick. Jesus receives the message, and listen to what he tells his disciples. John 11, verse 11. He said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep." By fallen asleep, Jesus means Lazarus has died. And notice, our friend Lazarus. Lazarus was a friend to the disciples also. This makes total sense given that Jesus and his disciples stayed in the home of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus on multiple occasions. We might call this the Bethany Bed and Breakfast. Remember, Bethany is just 2 miles east of Jerusalem. They can get in and out of Jerusalem quickly from there. And because it is a little off the beaten track, the crowds would not necessarily press in against Christ and his apostles. And so the village house at Bethany made for a somewhat quiet and restful place for these men to be. Our friend Lazarus. Now, you say, we got it. Jesus and the disciples were friends with Lazarus, Martha, Mary. Jesus loved them. Do you get it? Let me show you one more verse in this passage. Let's drop down in John 11 to verse 33. Here, Jesus has come back to near Bethany and the gravesite, and he's been talking with Mary. The crowds, those mourning the death, are there as well. Let me read verses 33 through 36. When Jesus therefore saw Mary weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews were saying, "See how he loved him?" Here it is again. The Jews were right. Jesus wept, the shortest verse in the Bible, and the Jews said, see how he loved Lazarus? Jesus burst out into silent tears, weeping over the death of his friend, and I believe also weeping because of how sin results in death. In his humanity, Christ was deeply moved by the effects of sin on a fallen human race. Soon, he himself will die on the cross to overcome sin and death for all who will believe in him. But he knows many will reject him. They will not believe in him and will suffer a justified, eternal punishment in hell forever. Jesus wept. The word for loved here is again phileo, human love, the love of friendship. Well, all right, the point has been made. Certainly you see this. Jesus shared a true friendship with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus at this place called Bethany. Next time, we will continue to follow Jesus. We will find him again at Bethany and with this family. As we soon need to close, I want to ask, do you believe in Jesus? Listen to this exchange between Martha and Jesus in the same chapter, John 11, verses 25 through 27. Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world." My friend, do you believe this? Do you believe by faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe he is the resurrection and the life? Do you? Well, I pray you do, so that you will never die. Join us next time as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.